abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Anyway, there is some progress being made, though, under Trump, which I will say. There's been over 1,000 pedophiles arrested, and that's good news for those like me that is a parent, father, and has grandchildren and stuff, and you always worry about your children and grandchildren. Sadly, though, a lot of it doesn't seem like it goes far enough or high enough into the top echelon, they call it. Anyway, we have a primary school over there in England who has just been jailed for 20 months for watching a live stream of a six-year-old boy being raped. He was online with 45 other pedophiles watching that horrific abuse, which actually took place here in America. He accessed the online chat room in which the rape was streamed after being given a 10-digit code by another pedophile. He's also used the site to watch a recording of a six-month-old baby being abused. This is the mindset that is so sickening to see our culture, our society breaking down in America to where we have to even hear stories like that. Anyway, I have a caller, Rhonda in Missouri. Good evening, Rhonda, and welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
Hi, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. I just, going back to your food comments, I was listening to Dr. Wynn Parker Pathways earlier today.
Right.
And a caller called in, and to me this is very disturbing because I've been eating organic food since 1996. And he was talking about how they're now using fracking water to
I wouldn't doubt that.
Plant. Yeah, on the plants now. I took botany in college. Now, I'm not a scientist, and I do know that certain plants, they're kind of wired to, like, not absorb certain things from the soil,
right,
like aluminum.
Yeah.
But I'm going to imagine that if there's nothing else but fracking water, they're going to go ahead and take it in. So it's a deep concern. I mean, our world is just, you know, here's the thing, is that I also heard on Mike Rivero's show, and I've heard you call in there, but that the organic, people are becoming wise and eating more organic food. So we're all screwed, Keith. We're screwed.
Well, yeah. Well, for now, though, you got to remember that organic food is the only thing that does not come with a warning label right now. And the sad part about that, though, is since everyone is gravitating away from GMOs, you would think that organic food, which should cost less to grow because it's all organic, there's no pesticide stuff, that it'd actually be cheaper, and it's actually more.
Oh, I know. It's expensive, but... You know, I don't eat a lot, so I'm like, okay, I go, you know, one would think I was a vegetarian when I go to the store, because I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, because I don't do wheat, I don't do rice, corn, any of that. I just straight up, you know, it's all live foods, because if you don't eat live foods, what are you eating? Well, you're dead.
Right. Well, you know, non-bleach flour has been proven to be basically okay. But that bleach, and if you actually learn why they bleach flours and the residuals of pesticides that are in there, it's to keep the vermin and stuff out of the grain towers and all this stuff, the storage stuff that it's housed in. But if you like use natural like brown flour and everything, you have to store it in your refrigerator, and it does not last that long for freshness. But that's why. Like, matter of fact, years ago, I went to a town pump down here in Montana, and I was stopping in while I was working there, and I wanted to grab a sandwich, and I looked at this ham and cheese sandwich, and this isn't a diss town pump, you know, but I looked at the sandwich, I saw ham, cheese, and white bread, and I looked at the side of the thing as I took it out of the carousel there, and there's like some 50-some ingredients there to keep the bread white, to stop the ham from turning green, to keep the cheese fresh, and it's like, it's toxic poisons that they're putting into it. And no wonder everyone's turning sick in this country.
Exactly. And, you know, I went to the store today. I'm looking around, and I saw a bunch of Chinese people. Not to be that kind of person, but... And a lot of people are overweight. And, I could have been that person. But, you know, you got to listen to your body. But, you know, one of the first things that... I listened to Dr. Bill Deagle on RBN as well, and he was talking about how they make how they start out making aspartame.
Right.
And I guarantee you I can stop everybody right here, right now. I can stop everybody from drinking diet soda with aspartame. They start out with E. coli, Keith. They start out with E. coli.
Yeah.
And then they biofreeze it three times. Now, who wants to drink that?
I know.
Just saying.
There's only...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. There's only one gum I can chew. It's called Freedent. I've had dentures since a massive car wreck when I was younger, but it's the only gum that does not stick to your dentures, and it's got aspartame in it.
I know. And you know what? My mom used to chew that, too, because she had the same thing. And I tried to find an alternative, and I'm telling you, any listener out there that has any scientific background that wants to make some gum that doesn't have Freedent, I choose Spry, but it doesn't have aspartame. It's xylitol, I think. But if somebody wants a good money-making idea, they should make a gum that doesn't stick to dentures, that doesn't have aspartame.
It's not just dentures, but you know, even, mm-hmm. well, as you're talking about our food and everything, look at the amount of sugars that have been introduced. And to go on top of what you just said, remember, America was just voted as the most obese country in the world.
Oh, it's disgusting, Keith. And again, anybody can be that person. You just have to listen to your body and say, I'm not going to do it.
There was a photo on Twitter of this gal that was really overweight, and the photo's caption was, I don't know whether that's her butt in front or... And you had to see the photo,
yeah,
but you just imagine it, you know?
I got into an argument online a couple years ago about how people have to pay for two airline tickets because they're too obese. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Don't pick on this person because not only they're obese, they're ignorant, meaning they don't know. They don't know. You don't know. But people need to wake up.
I noticed that years ago. I was just going to say, I noticed that years ago when you started going into like, say, Walmarts or whatever, or the bigger shopping center, Safeway, where the freezer aisles were getting more and more because they were all processed foods because America has gotten so lazy. I remember the time when we sat down as a family and my mom made these awesome chicken dinners. Back then, your mouth would be watering so bad you'd lose your suction for your plates. I mean, that's how good her food was, you know.
But it was healthy.
Yeah,
it was healthy.
And you sat around and you talked about the day's events. And, of course, they don't do that because everyone's face today is plugged into social media or some Game Boy, Xbox, whatever. And I mean, our society, our culture is being destroyed systematically.
Well, I thank God that I had what you're talking about when I was growing up. We sat around. My mom used to make something called a garbage salad. It was everything you could think of in a salad form. You know what I mean? All healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we didn't get the Hostess Twinkies growing up. The people across the street could afford it, and I thank God for this. We had a fruit man. You remember the fruit trucks that used to come by, Keith? I don't know if he had one.
We had a fruit truck.
And
I remember
this guy
milk being delivered to our door.
Mr. Lucas, he would come by with this this truck full of fruit, and my mom would be like, if you want something to eat, you're going to eat an apple, damn it. You're not going to get Twinkies.
Right now in Montana, along the highways and stuff, you're seeing, like, for Flathead Lake up here, which is notorious for Bing cherries and everything. But these little fruit stands and stuff are all along Highway 200 and other ones, Highway 83 and stuff. And people stop in there and they get this plethora of fresh fruit and everything. And, of course, more and more, though, you see where the states are shutting these people down because they're private sellers and they don't have permits. Like kids, a $1,000 permit to sell lemonade. I mean, that's what we all did as kids. They're even requiring children now who would get that entrepreneurship to go out and mow lawns in their neighborhood. Now they need permits.
And they barely make any money doing it. Probably the whole permit would take all their money for cutting grass for the summer, and then they go back to school in the fall. So there's definitely an agenda going on here. But, I just want to share that with you about the fracking water.
Right.
I mean, I took botany in college. And I know that, you know, I love that class. I don't even know why, because I'm not really that scientific. But certain plants won't absorb things because they're not conditioned to. But I'm going to guarantee you that if a plant is sitting there out and they're not getting any other kind of water and it's fracking water, I'm going to guarantee you that they will absorb it. Now, I don't know what all the chemicals are that are involved there, but I'm going to guess it's probably not very good.
Yeah, well, let me tell you another story.
They're going
here
after all of us.
Yeah,
you know, we're all.
Yeah, this is how bad it's getting, though. You remember here not too long ago, about a month ago there, they came out with that dog food recall because of that euthanasia drug was in it, which meant, in fact, that shelters were selling their dead cats and dogs to be used as dog or cat food.
Oh, that's
disgusting. I know, it's like watching Soylent Green with Charlton Heston, you know, screaming that those little biscuits are people, you know.
You want to hear one better?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm listening to Parker Pathways this afternoon, and he talks about liquid cremation. I'm like, what? Now, the general overview I got from that, because I haven't really delved into it at all, but the general overview I got was that people are going to die and they're going to flush your ashes into the water system and you're going to be drinking your neighbor. Isn't that disgusting?
Well, you might as well, because you're doing all your neighbor's prescriptions and stuff now too, right?
Oh, I know. It's just wrong. It's so messed up.
I could tell you a story it's really gross there about this chat I had with some guy in New York. He was knocking or dissing me for being out here in the sticks of Montana there. And I says, well, at least I don't have to drink my so-called purified sewer water because I'm on a well out here in the mountains, you know. And I says, God knows what people do in the city, you know. And you have to keep drinking that reconstituted water over and over again. I wouldn't live there.
Well, I think everybody should use some sort of filtering system. I use Berkey, and I don't know. I mean, it does the fluoride and, you know, all that. But, that's disgusting. And, you know, if you can't... I just think it's really sad that now they're targeting people who eat organic and try to do the right thing. And at least they give us a warning, though, right, Keith? And,
right.
You pay a lot for organic, and it's a deep concern of mine because, you know, I've been doing it since 1996. And as time has gone by, I've stopped eating certain things because they bothered me. But if I can't get, I don't know. I mean, you think?
Well, remember though, they right now, you see where they're like Monsanto. Those guys are fighting the labeling of products. This reminds me of when my ex-wife there, when I was currently married, we were going down to her mom's funeral down there in California, and we'd stopped, I believe it was in Mackey, Idaho. On the way, and I got a bottle of water that was supposed to be fruit flavored, and it listed what the ingredients were. And so I was drinking it there, and by the time we hit Wells, Nevada, my throat had swelled up so darn bad I had to lay sideways because that little flippy thing in the back of my throat was shutting off my air. Anyway, I'm laying there in the back seat of my uncle's car, who was driving me down there at the time, And I look at the very bottom, it says, may contain one of the following. And I thought, may contain. That should have been a top label there because I'm allergic to melons. And it says watermelon juice right on there. And it gave a small percentage of like 1 or 2%. You know, like, you know. But when they say, I mean, it's always doublespeak language like that. May contain. It's written in the contracts, too. Like on prescriptions, when you list these prescription commercials at night, it says, could help, may help, have been known to help. You know, it's all these doublespeak words. And then you look at the plethora of side effects, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my mom actually, we got her off. It's funny because when you get older, and I heard him say, too, I mean, it's no longer. Oh, who did I hear? Somebody talk. Maybe it was PJ Barden or something. But somebody was like saying that. Maybe a couple of your hosts was saying that if you get old, no longer the health care, it's death care because they can't. They help you die. They don't help you live for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go, but listen to this before you do. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Health care in America is exactly that. It's health care. You never hear the term health cure. You are required to go every 30 days, say if you're on prescription for one of these so-called miracle drugs, over and over, which is a doctor's visit, fuel to go there. This is what feeds corporate America. They don't want cures. So that's why they call it health care. It's long term. Mm-hmm. Until you die.
Well, that's why you got to get smarter than they are, Keith. You have to stay smarter than they are.
Yep. The best video to watch is that Psychiatry and the Military, The Hidden Enemy. If you watch that, you'll understand what the entire pharmaceutical thing is all about.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I won't take one. I told Dr. Deagle, I said, I when I'm ready to go, if I'm in a wheelchair, just wheel me out to the woods without the orange vest on. That'd be better.
Well, they used to give you a grenade in the military.
Okay, whatever, but I don't want to be a victim of the medical establishment. But all right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, hey, thanks for calling in. It was nice talking to you, okay?
Okay, you
too, bye. All right, anyway, you know, every day I see something that's really funny there. This is from the Daily Stormer. It's called the Summer of Hate Edition, and I just had to laugh at this. Evidence suggests that Adolf Hitler used werewolves to exterminate Jews. And I read that. And one of the key things when I was reading this, it talked about how when Hitler started World War II, well, Hitler didn't start World War II. He tried to get out of it so many times. And if you look at Churchill's quotes, we are bringing this war to Germany. And of course, this article demonizes Hitler, saying that the war, which cost 60 million people their lives, you know, and of course it highlights the 6 million figure and the Ashkenazi art dealer and all this. I mean, but these are things like that are just flat to always show that some other country is more evil. And like the United States, since the end of World War II, from the Koreas on north up to Guatemala and all this, East Timor and stuff, have slaughtered almost 30 million people so far, and not one of those countries ever attacked the United States. And the same thing with Afghanistan right now. If you believe the so-called men in caves, remember that Moab bomb they just dropped? That was traced back to Brzezinski and bin Laden and those CIA tunnels and stuff, which they used there to fight the Russians. So they were only bombing these evidence of their prior follies, you know. But, I mean, when I read articles like that, I have to laugh there because they always demonize them. And, you know, Saddam with his weapons of mass destruction, Syria's gassing their own people. And again, forget it, like here at home with Waco and the other 47 admitted to false flags, Operation Northwoods. You know, the government here won't do anything wrong, you know. Like I mentioned that gal that works on the fire department with me there, you think all the problems in the world are caused by America. Well, it's through this corporatism and the banking system that, yes, you know, but, you know, she answered it herself, you know. We have another break coming up here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anytime, Lord, anywhere you go,
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I talked to Carl Schwartz, who's over in Prague right now. He's kind of divested himself from the United States, but he was a Bush insider, and he sent me an article that he had written back in 2008, entitled F for America, No Strategic Vision, No Strategic Plan. And this is right towards the end of the Bush era and into the Obama startup there. But if you read that article there, nothing has changed, and you can only see the continued decline of not just America, but it is the decline of the politicians that have basically sold themselves out. And he cites here that there is a, and this is in, remember, in 2008, where he said that we are having an American leadership crisis of biblical proportions. And we see that now even more, whether it's the scandals through the Democratic National Convention, Wasserman Schultz, all of these Hillary Clintons, the pedophiles that go all the way up the top, Bill Clinton and his scandal, ChinaGate, and or Monica Lewinsky, which is what they used to cover ChinaGate with, the Bush crimes. It doesn't quit. And sadly, I have to say this, and I again tell everyone that I am politically neutral in this. I do not vote because I don't see anyone out there that represents America. However, these people, these whiners that you see, crybabies, snowflakes, call them what you want, the only reason why people like that get in office, other than vote fraud, is because people elect others to represent them. And so therefore, if you see something that's wrong with this government, you can only say that it's here because the people wanted it. And that's the honest truth. We saw the corruption through the Bush scandals, all his oil deals, his buddies through Saudi Arabia, the tie-ins there. And of course, he'll make a good show about landing on the deck of a flat top, and make it look like he's some like right out of Independence Day, where the president's sitting there talking about our independence, you know, and rallying up the troops, you know, to go out and fight aliens back then, you know. But anyway, this article in 2008 goes on to talk about the dollar's credibility and its sustainability, the problems of having to destroy other countries to keep the dollar afloat. And of course, back then, in 2008, Russia had entered into two major oil deals and gas deals with both Iran and Venezuela. And we always see that wherever any other independent country is making deals other than in the United States, U.S. dollar, then all hell breaks loose. Remember, the United States and EU, they had froze $75 billion worth of Iranian money. And then we hear all this stuff about, well, I think Iran got a bad deal. Obama shouldn't have given them any money, blah, blah, blah. You know, remember, a lot of that money was all seized. They closed those two banks down in New York that were Iranian. But it's the same premise. Again, if you watch that documentary from John Pilger on the War on Democracy, which highlights everything that was going on over in Venezuela, how Chavez was just admired by the people in the barrio. And this is now the point now where the U.S. has openly stated that they're going to do something to Venezuela. Now they say that they're going to do a preemptive military move into North Korea. And there is some final good news out of that, because in that recent vote, both China and Russia has sided with the United States to kind of rein in the guy with the bad haircut. Anyway, we'll be right back. Another break here on Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on Talk Radio.
On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where it's nice and smoky from all of our fires. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I was talking about Carl Schwartz's little article there. Again, the article's title was F4 America, No Strategic Vision, No Strategic Plan. And this has been the same way. We see the failed wars in Afghanistan, and now Trump wants to get out there and say, well, we're going to win this one. Another strategy. That, you remember, Afghanistan is called the Graveyard of Empires. It's bad. But anyway, if we imagine all of these countries now that are siding with China and making not only strategic moves as far as China has a new base, we see, again, the Middle East is lining up with buying arms from Russia. The Philippines is buying arms from Russia. And, of course, all these countries are saying it's because Russia offers these arms etc., with no strings attached. Unlike the United States, where if you buy our products, you have to accept our GMO foods, too. Anyway, we have a caller, Granny, a.k.a. Patty, down in Missouri. Good evening, Patty. Are you there, Patty? Ken, where is Patty? What happened to Patty? Patty, we don't hear you. All right. What's wrong, Patty? Tell you what, Patty, try calling back in a minute, okay? We still got time to talk to you. Anyway, I guess we lost Patty there. That happens now and then. I think she's on her cell phone, and, you know, cell phones now work. But anyway, we know that the trillions of dollars in different minerals and stuff that we'll call back in. The trillions of dollars in minerals that are in Afghanistan. One of my guys I follow on Twitter listed the amount of. Oh, there you go. anyway, it listed the different types of amounts of different minerals that are used in all of our cell phones, tablets, the copper. I mean, it goes on and on of what is wanted there. And, of course, this is all to be sold in the U.S. dollar. Isn't like those poor people over there that want to build their country up and sell their products to whoever the highest bidder is. No, it's got to be done. And just like Trump said in Iraq, we should just go there and take the oil as if it belongs to the United States. And, of course, he wants to, again, say it's for this the veterans. And again, the war was a lie. The trillion spent was all over a lie. And you're going to take the wealth of another nation. Patty in Missouri, welcome back.
Can you hear me?
Hola, I hear you. Bienvenidos.
Okay. You couldn't hear me a while ago, so I called back. I'm amazed that for some reason the United States thinks it's job to tell every other country what they can and cannot do. The banks, the banksters. And in Afghanistan, you were talking about that. We didn't win in Afghanistan or Iraq. And the United States has not won a war since...
Don't say World War II. Because remember, Russia won that war.
Right.
The U.S. did mop up, you know.
Right. Well, Russia always has to mop up after the United States makes a mess, just like they did in Afghanistan. I don't understand why this country, in my words, would say, when did God die and make them boss? Every country has a right to decide its own fate.
You know what, I mean, Patty, morality-wise, you know, if the wars were over something good, I could say yes. But remember, like, all this through the PNAC and the Hornets, stirring up the Hornet's nest, I mean, it's all been fabricated. But what I do admire is, like, say World War II, when the streets of New York were filled with all the confetti falling and stuff, welcoming home back all those soldiers, that stopped 70-some years ago. And you don't see that today, to where there's any encouragement. The people behind the troops and stuff is because they've all learned that it's all fake.
Right, and even the troops have learned.
And you've demoralized the military, and that's why so many have PTSD and live on, was it, $3.2 billion of the SSRI and other ED enhancement things, because they just can't get it on because of the mental problems they have to deal with. And yeah, I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for anyone that's lied to that goes out and do things. It's like I was talking to John Stadtmiller here the day. He kept using that pluralism, you know, we, ours, and Gerald Celente was on at the time, and Gerald agreed with me. But the point was, is that in accepting all this stuff, you know, it makes us aid and abet, but where do we draw the line? Yeah, we should support the troops. If they're here defending our homeland, yes, but 700 and some odd bases around the world, they're not defending our homeland. They're defending corporate America.
Exactly. And sometimes I think that our military is kept out of the United States by design, because I imagine if most of them were here, they would side with the people if something happened.
I'm a firm believer, Patty, in that, and I also believe that's why they, in the same breath, why they are taking this so-called surplus military equipment and making it available for our local police and stuff, is to militarize our police. Because you have to remember, when you have tyranny and fascism up at the top, the only way to stay in power is to build up a military and a police state to be able to enforce those same draconian laws and stuff that they throw at us. And remember, the rule of law and everything is gone. You can tell that in our judicial system today. Those like Wasserman, Schultz, and those, they should be behind bars. Podesta should be behind bars, you know.
McCain, yeah, we would should be if we committed bars. Those crimes.
Darn right, yeah. All those guys, they should be behind bars. And the same thing, even with Trump, who is U.S. president, and we should support him, those that are openly trying to subvert our own nation, they should be behind bars. If this was under the 1910 and stuff, to where this treason stuff came out, they would today be behind bars. That's why I keep on those Twitter feeds, I keep saying, ask Trey Gowdy, formerly of We Make Law.
No, we don't, and neither does Congress.
It's pathetic. I mean, you can imagine, Patty.
Laws.
Yeah, but you can imagine, though, how the rest of the world is laughing at our country. Pluralism, our country.
I agree.
At our judicial system, our military system, the corporate and banking. I mean, and it's that ripple effect. It's like throwing a pebble in the water, and you watch, you know, you got the big blurp, you know, but you've got those little ripples that come out, and that is affecting all these other countries, whether it be France, Italy, Greece, whatever. It's this entire fake monetary system all backed up. You know, like say you buy a bottle of French wine, you pay U.S. dollar. You know, buy a barrel of oil, U.S. dollar. You know, this fake monetary system is what has to go. And the problem is, like Mike Rivero says, it would only take $100 and some odd to reverse that so-called Federal Reserve thing and go back to our own monetary thing, and along with Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution.
I agree. And U.S. debt, I don't think that really exists. It's just numbers in a damn computer.
Well,
we don't owe them bank. We don't owe them a damn dime.
That's right. Remember that court thing in 60, I think it was 63 or 68, somewhere in that area, where that guy in California was fighting with one of his mortgage lenders, and he proved in court, and the judge ruled in favor of him that the monetary issue of it, he put up collateral for his so-called property and or home, whatever, and the bank just pressed enter on a keyboard, or of course back then, I don't know if it was computerized, but they just created the money out of thin air. Anyway, the lawyer and the judge wound up dead.
Oh, sure.
You know,
imagine that.
Like all these holistic
happens
doctors.
All the time.
Same thing, holistic doctors. You know, get up there and do something good for humanity. Or like, say, the two psychiatrists that created that for $80-some million, they created that torture program. Now they're being tried. But, of course, even under Trump, he wants to seal those records. And we have the Blackwater guy over there that killed those civilians in Iraq. And, of course, he's getting his sentence reversed so that he can walk free. But like I say, though, when you have tyranny and fascism, the only way to keep that going is you've got to keep patting everyone else on the back below you so they don't raid you. So that's, yeah, you're probably right. That's probably why all the troops are out there and they're not home. Because if they did rise up, that little 1% would sure look small, wouldn't it?
Right. And people better wake up. America is gone.
It is.
This is not America. This is not the country that I was raised in.
Yeah. That article I was reading from
earlier,
it's on Sotnet there. It says how Trump threw peace prosperity under AIPAC's bus. That is one of the most revealing articles where it talks about what they're doing to Russia, who's doing it, why they're doing it, what they're doing to Iran, what they're doing to North Korea. And, I mean, the story just gets horrible. And this is what's going on. And it's like people don't care because, like I said, they're too infatuated with their penis enlargement, breast augmentation, right. Their butts
and
lifted.
And their cell phones.
And their cell phones, yeah.
Well, it's plain to see what they're doing. I mean, I can see it. I don't know why other people, you can see it. Many of us can. But other people just don't seem to care. They just want to keep sleepwalking through life. But when things get down and dirty, which they will, then they're going to wish they had listened.
Right, that's it.
Because they're going to be in the same boat as the rest of us.
Yeah, well, I've said before, too, I got another caller here, but like I've said before, though, remember, I made that meme there about how it was something like a government-issued steel and concrete door on the outside of a bunker, because when all hell breaks loose, all those that supported this so-called regime that we have, they will not have the admit one or admit my family. They'll be on the outside, and those idiots will be in the bunkers. And they'll be just like us, having to sit there and toil away, whether it's going to be through fallout or what, you know.
Right.
So,
one
anyway,
big club, and we're not in it.
That's it. All right, well, hey, thanks for calling. I'll go ahead and pick up Tom down there in Utah, okay? But always good to hear from you, okay?
All right, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. Hey, Tom, how you been? It's been a long time. Are you there, Tom?
Ah, there we go.
There we go. How you doing, young man?
Well, 76 years young, yeah, I guess I'm okay.
I was complimenting you.
Thank you. Your check is in the mail.
Oh, there you go. Good, because I haven't got mine from the Kremlin yet either, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and all my problems, I got to just tell people, it's the Russians who've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to assure you and everybody listening that there is no corruption. And all of this that we're talking about is fake news.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of I was going to say, Tom, that's kind of like those FEMA trailers you were telling me about.
By the way, the only reason I want to come in is I've got three more cases that have been brought to me. So I'm hoping that people are looking at that. But
I've got 3 minutes here. If you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a gentleman whose friend saw my work on the web. He saw the description of the finding of fact. And so, in fact, the victim called me. He said that he had been hauled out of his trailer in a coma. His wife and children had come home, found him, in a coma in all purple.
All right, well, Tom, before you go into that, explain real fast what we're talking about so that anyone that hadn't listened before knows what's going on. This dealt with the FEMA trailers and what?
Well, it's all manufactured mobile homes.
Oh, yeah,
but
okay,
I was also,
yeah, right. Well, go ahead.
It's all up on gassingamerica.com, where the federal government has been hijacked. They took control over that entire industry and forced the manufacturers to put a fresh or breathing air intake that's powered by the very furnace that it's connected to, and it draws air in 3 feet away from the exhaust of that furnace. I mean, it's very simple, straightforward. Nobody would put their friend or loved ones 3 feet from any exhaust and expect to find them healthy. But the federal government has done that. But it was kind of fun as this young man called me. He said, yeah, he says, I was unconscious. I was purple, you know, just like the baby in the in your
right.
website. I was taken to the hospital, and they found my oxygen saturation at 40%, which is, I mean, that is next to death. I mean,
right, that's right. Yeah.
But I said, well, did they ever tell you that you might have carbon monoxide or formaldehyde or some other tenacious gas in your blood? He said, no. They just said I was having respiratory and heart issues. And, of course, I spent 3 weeks in the hospital, so they made their money off of him.
Oh, yeah.
that he was so happy to find out that this was the cause. At the same time, I just got another case of two parents that are in prison having been accused of molesting, abusing, beating a child, and it died. Now the young attorney, who's got a good-hearted attorney, he said, now I think I can get them back out.
Good. Hey, Tom, so give your website thing there, because I've read your website, and you've got it really detailed there, but I got a break coming up here. But give your website again there, and if you want to hold over, we can hold you over, okay?
Yeah, it's gassingamerica.com, a.k.a. manufacturedmadness.com. That's one way to remember it. Or manufactured murder. That's a little provocative.
It's a telltale, isn't it?
Yeah, and anybody says to me that this is just an accident by the federal government, there is no accidents.
Right. All right, Tom, here's my break here, but if you want to hang on there, we can talk about those other two cases a little bit too, okay? So we'll be right back. You know, we'll be right back. Hey, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Right back. It's on the radio. Double talk is all you get.
And you wanna. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. Double talk. Tom, we're on the last segment of the show here, so Go ahead and, Tom, though, I'd like to hear more about those other two cases there, because, you know, this is like lawfare that's used against people. And I'm always interested in lawfare, how the government and stuff tries to convict and, innocent people over things. So go ahead.
Yeah, the two more cases, just like the ones that's the case in this, on the website. I have two families whose children have been removed. Well, they had a child die. And, of course, the other surviving children are taken away because when they convict the parents of abuse and neglect, that means all of the children are at risk, according to
right.
the law, right? So... when this young lawyer, and he's one of those unique ones that has never wanted to join the bar or the any of the lawyers' clubs, he'd seen this information out on the web. He was dealing with his family. He was trying to figure out why his family lost a baby and then why the family was the parents were put in prison. And they've been in prison. This is what's unbelievable. They've been in prison for 19 years, and he finally saw my work and wants to get them out. But well, by all indications, you know, from the documents he brought, and he had to tell me verbally, because, you know, I don't know if you knew I was assaulted. And so I'm right now paying the price of being a whistleblower by being blinded and toothless and homeless and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but
it's...
As he was sharing me the data. By the way, I'm partially paralyzed, so it's a little hard for me to speak, thanks to those boys in D.C.
Yeah, I know. You know, I enjoyed our chat that we had on the phone when I called you after that one time that you did call in. And that's why I've been really intrigued there, Tom. And I also like to thank you personally for all the work you've done, because, you know, they always talk about, oh, Hitler gassed someone like that. You know, the crimes of corporations, whether it's Monsanto or anything like it, would far outnumber anything that happened to Germany.
Right.
And it's ongoing.
This poisoning problem that I identified and exposed was put in place in 1976 and has continued because of the hijacking of my science. You can't poison people for 40 years and get away with it, unless you've hijacked the medical profession. And as I opened this up, you know, I'd left my profession prior to this event. I began to see the corruption in medicine back in the 60s and 70s, and so I said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to see one of my students, who happened to be a director of respiratory therapy at a highly respected hospital hereabouts. I went in there, and I walked into his office. He grabbed me right away. He said, Tom, I've heard you on the radio, because I've been on the talk radio all over here in Utah. I've heard you on the radio, and what you're saying is true. And so I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I have no choice but to do what I'm forced to do.
Right. All right. Well, hey, Tom, I'm at the end of the show here, but hey, I do enjoy it when you do call in here. So don't make yourself scare us, okay?
Well, just hoping all the listeners go back to the website. It's halfway through the summer. We've got to get busy and get people out of harm's way before winter.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. My best to you down there in Utah. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'd like to thank all those in the chat room that chimed in there, and also for the callers and also the listeners there. And I'd like to thank Ken and the operating there. And next up is Blacklisted Radio News. And we'll catch you next Sunday there. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.